Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever had to make any big choices lately? You might define a big choice like most Americans. Should I retire now or later? Should I go back to school? Will it pay off? Should I sell the house and buy another? Should I refinance? Should I buy this car or that car? Should I exercise? Should I look for a new job? Or which career should I choose? Should I get married? Is it time for a divorce? Are we done having kids? Is there any kids we'd like to return? Should I tell the doctor, yes, go ahead with that surgery, or wait and see? What if I told you that in the grand scheme of things, these choices aren't really that big? Would you rejoice? Would you cry? Would you care? I want you to consider today the big choice from Deuteronomy chapter 30. Think how important it really is. The most important choice, you might call it, of Deuteronomy chapter 30 in the Old Testament today. See, God says, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments, not just anything, but the commandments of God, then you shall multiply and God will bless you in the land that you are entering. But if you stray, turning to other gods, other idols, then you shall perish and not inherit anything. How important is this choice, you might ask? Well, it says in the text, heaven and earth have been called as a witness against you. Can there be a higher appeal for God's people of old to understand the importance of this big choice? See, even heaven and earth will bear witness that God has set before his own people a choice, life and death, blessing or curse. Seems so easy, doesn't it? But you know what happened to the Old Testament people? Often God's people of old forgot to make the little decisions in light of the big choice. In that sense, they're not all that different than you and me. I suppose the people of old may have thought something like this. Brother Joe, he went and learned that other gods were more fun or fancy or entertaining than the God that their family had. And he came back and he wanted to worship the Ashtoreth rather than the I Am God. And his family said, oh, it's just Joe. It's just a phase. We'll just let this one slide. And soon, Brother Joe is teaching his brothers and his sisters and cousins how to be free from the one true God to serve another. As Jesus said later in the Gospels, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Beware of the leaven. One of the commandments that we heard in the text today says, you shall not commit adultery. But then Uncle Bob, none of the Uncle Bobs that we have here, by the way, Uncle Bob became a little too close with that coworker. But the congregation liked Uncle Bob. They don't like to upset the status quo and make things uncomfortable. How true. But the kids were watching, and so were the others who were being tempted. And when there are no consequences in the community, then soon the Sixth Commandment is a joke, a laughing historic reality of old fuddy-duddies. Then God looks down and says, I thought I made it clear. Life and good, death and evil, if you obey my commandments, if you walk in my ways. But if your heart turns away and you will not hear, then the choice, your choice, has been made. And it ain't life. And it ain't good. The Old Testament people suffered much because of their disobedience. The Old Testament really is a book about the example of people who suffered much because of their disobedience. From the garden onward, really, you could classify it as a book showing us what not to do in a lot of ways, right? During the time of the exile, when God allowed the king of Syria to come down and take over the land of Israel, take the people out of Israel, the once great nation of Israel dwindled down to practically nothing. And there was no more land to inherit. They weren't even in the land. No more multiplying. No more life. Having failed at obedience and having failed to make good on the most important choice in the world, God made good on his promise and proved to Israel that they are weak, but he is strong. Your choice, life and good, death and evil, obey my commands. Thankfully, that wasn't the only promise God made, is it? God also promised redemption by a choice. Not our choice, but God's choice. A choice God made before the foundation of the world. God chose his only son to die so that commandment breakers might live. Contrary to American values, this choice was made without you. And it's good for God, and it's good for you. Unless you really, really, really don't want it. If you don't want it, then fine. Reject that God is good. Don't believe in his grace. Forget that he sent his only son to die on the cross for you to save you freely by his choice, his grace, his goodness, and his love. God won't force you, will he? But you know, that the only way to be with him is not by your choice or your obedience to God's laws. People already demonstrated that they failed at that with a capital F. The only way to be with God eternally is by trusting in his choice, revealed in Holy Scripture, revealed in Christ, which heaven and earth have been called upon to bear witness that he is the way, the truth, and the life. He told his disciples, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." Believe it, and God's gift of life and good is yours. Jesus showed in the gospel today that man cannot fulfill the law. Man may think he can fulfill the law, but that's only deception. So don't say by the hairs of your head that you can do anything, Jesus said. You can't even make one hair white or black. Let what you say simply be yes or no. Anything more than that comes from evil. The biggest choice that we will ever make as God's people now isn't about your job or your house or your spouse or your obedience to the law, but a simple yes or no to the most important question of who is the Savior of the world? Do you believe and confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God? If you believe it, then you agree with God in his word that God has made a choice and it supersedes our failures and our attempts to have eternal life on our own. His choice gives us the gift of eternal life as a gift. In other words, we confess that while man's choice is death and evil, God's choice is life and good. And then all the other choices that God's people make now in true freedom are just that. Choices made in true freedom. Like, how shall I thank you, God? How shall I serve my neighbor in need? How will my children and my children's children know, amidst all the erroneous and false teachings about God in this world, that He alone chose life and good, even for sinners, even commandment breakers like us? God is holy. God is just. But God is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. For those who say yes to His Son. O world, know the Lord and know His big choice, for He made it for you. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.